It is most excellent on Static on 2SER this week to see in the flesh someone with a brand new album out, Harriet from Hatchie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very excited.
It's good to see you, and it's super sweet to have this new album to chew on in the form of Licorice.
Yes, yes it is.
Were you a bit more settled when writing and conceptualizing this one, living back in Australia? Because that last album, Giving the World Away, followed a period where you were running all over the world and was then created during the chaos of the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely felt more at ease and less like I was rushing things. I think last time I was just so keen to have more music out. I put a lot of expectations on myself, but this time I just kind of went with the flow. And it was the first time we'd been in one place for more than a few months in years.
Amazing.
Mm.
And you still went back to your second home, Los Angeles, to make this one.
Mm-hmm.
And your debut album, Keepsake, in 2019, you have produced by John Castle in Melbourne. And then that 2022 record, Giving the World Away, you had worked on in part with George Elbrecht and Dan Negro in the States, and then your partner, Joe, here. But this time around, you set some goals and you wanted to complete Licorice with a single collaborator, ideally a non-male producer, and someone who also fronts their own musical project.
Yeah.
So you laid that down?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of just some guidelines when I was talking to my label and my management when we were talking about who we could get to finish the album, help us produce it. And a lot of the initial suggestions were kind of real producers and a lot of guys. And I was like, well, I feel like I've always worked with men. It would be nice to maybe not work with a man. So yeah, that was the conversation we had. We were like, oh yeah, that's it, done.
Well, not to take anything away from the guys that you worked on for those two previous albums, but did you feel like there was just better shorthand to be had? Were you looking for someone you felt was more on your wavelength?
Yeah, I don't know. They just felt like there was a little more intimacy, and I'm not really sure. I kind of just wanted to try something different as well. And I think working with someone who's in a band as well, they just get it in a different way.
Well, you got lucky. The person that ticked all those boxes was Melina from Jay Song, who was a good fit.
Yeah, definitely. We have a lot of the same influences, me and Melina, so she was just the perfect choice for it. As soon as somebody suggested her, it was kind of a match made in heaven.
And she had been honing her skills on producing other musicians over the past few years, so she was hungry to collaborate too.
Yeah, totally. We each jumped at the chance to work with one another. We did a video call and just got along really well and realised that we were both big fans of one another's music. And that was a surprise to me because I just didn't expect her to say that she had been listening to my music and was influenced by music, which she did say.
You must have let out a little squeal because she confessed that you inspired her own song, Superbike.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a real shock. So that was like really when we knew.
She said all the right things to
she
get
did.
You
She did. She knew
her.
how to reel me in. It worked.
Well, she had spent her pandemic government stimulus check on a vintage Neve console and got her chops up, and she kind of worked towards not just recording herself but producing for other people.
Mm, totally, yeah. And she'd been playing in other bands as well. She played with Boy Genius. She toured with them and a few other bands. She's a really great guitarist as well, and I feel like she's a musician just as much as she is a producer, if that makes sense. So that was what really drew me to her. She's amazing.
She was a kindred spirit. It felt right.
Totally. And she had just a home studio with an amazing setup. So it was like a really comfortable home experience as well, which I way prefer to a really glossy hi-fi studio experience.
And Harriet, whereas that last album saw you stretching your wings, quite literally on its cover, and you explored some harder hitting beats and acid house and trip hop and more, this album, Licorice, sees you embrace a real pop side again. Perhaps less Sugar Rush than your earliest material, but still enthralled to guitar hooks and shimmering textures. It really plays to your strengths.
Totally. That was kind of a decision that I had made in the lead up to really work with what I had rather than trying to constantly like improve. I think with the previous album, I set a bunch of goals and there were all these things that I wanted to do that I needed to kind of work towards and work on my skill set to achieve. So like with the last album, I was doing a lot of experimentation. I set more rules. So I would think, okay, today I'm going to write a song based on this influence, or today I'm going to write a song starting with a drum beat and building it up from there. I had all these plans. Whereas with this album, I just kind of wrote what came to me. And I guess this is just what came out. It was just what came naturally. I wasn't trying to write a poppier album. I actually went into the previous album trying to write a poppier album and everything got flipped on its head. So I kind of stayed a bit more in my comfort zone with guitar and vocals and bass being kind of the three main elements of every song when I was writing them, rather than trying to learn a bunch of new instruments. And I guess it just kind of naturally made me go back to my roots.
You've also honed your skills and your crafts over those years too. And you know what you're doing by now. You know what works.
Totally. Yeah. And I think I was really conscious of not overworking songs this time. So instead of adding a million layers, I would make myself give it a break and give a song a couple of weeks to breathe before I went back to it. Whereas last time I was working on it every day, because naturally being in lockdown, it's just you make it your 9-to-5 job because you can. And that was great. But this time I kind of had to work it around my day job and my normal life. And so it was kind of slotting in between other things rather than being my full-time thing.
And there's such a buoyancy to this album too. A song like Sage has this soaring chorus and there's a real giddiness to a song like Carousel.
Totally, yeah. I would say that was intentional, that giddiness and those overwhelming euphoric feelings.
And lyrically, it was informed by also being a bit older and wiser, right? And looking back at things like early infatuations and crushes with a bit of hindsight and some nostalgia?
Definitely, yeah. I think I wanted to go back to kind of writing about those kind of things that I first wrote about. I feel like the last album I was really struggling with identity and who I am and all those kinds of things. And it's not that I'm not still struggling with those things. I kind of just needed a break from writing about them. So it was a lot more fun to write about love and romance and heartbreak and infatuation.
Yeah, it must put you in a good mood to write those songs.
Yeah, it does. It's really satisfying. Yeah.
That song, Sage, is a real falling head over heels anthem. And the album's title track is a throwback to being suddenly 17 mm-hmm. and in the throes of young passion.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt like I still had an itch I wanted to scratch and a few stones left unturned from those early years of falling in love that I wanted to go back to.
And Harriet, pop songs are designed to speak to those brief moments, aren't they? Songs are largely a moment in time and capture a thought or a mood.
Yeah, and I think that they're quite universal feelings, those feelings of rejection or obsession, everything involved with first love and young love in particular. I think most people can relate to those feelings.
And, of course, they can be wistful too. This album opens with a hazy beauty called Anamoya, which is nostalgia for a time or place you've never known.
Mm-hmm.
So not something from your own lived past, but that's like looking at photos of people in the 80s and thinking, oh, I wish I lived there and then.
Yeah, totally. I was feeling very nostalgic and having a lot of what if moments. It was kind of at the crossroads deciding what I wanted this album to be and what I wanted to do with the next couple of years of my life, and that song came out of that. So it was one of the earlier songs that I wrote for the album.
And alongside that nostalgia and the giddiness in these songs, there is quite a spontaneous feel to so much of the record too. And even the album cover of Licorice is a close-up of your smudged lipstick. Mm-hmm. You know, life is spontaneous and messy, right?
Mm. Yeah, totally. That was just like a random photo we decided to take, and it felt like it really encapsulated that feeling of joy and spontaneity and one specific moment in time rather than something superposed and polished and planned out.
There just may not be any Maybelline sponsorships in your immediate future.
No, maybe, but maybe Colgate. I don't know. Maybe I can work on that one. Yeah.
And while this album, Licorice, might be a more carefree record for you, it's still quite a struggle to do this, right? You've been quite open about the stress of having to work that day job while trying to maintain a music career as well. Is it getting any easier or harder?
I think I'm getting better at the balance. It's not a unique struggle by any means, but I'm a lot more used to it now. I can make it work. I'm working 4 days a week and then I'm doing Hatchie 3 days a week. So it's just my life now.
Okay, you're multitasking and compartmentalizing?
I'm doing a lot better at it. I think I've kind of figured it out a little bit more.
And writing songs in your lunch break?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, not right now, but I was writing them, like, on my drive home sitting in traffic. A lot of songs, ideas come to me when I'm either sitting in traffic or I'm on public transport or I'm at home cooking dinner. So, genuinely, they are, like, really spur of the moment like that.
This is the 9-to-5 Hatchie record.
Yeah, Licorice. Exactly.
Uh-huh. It is so great to see you and to have this record out and about. We might have a listen to a real stomping rocker off the record right now. We'll play Wonder
sure.
on the radio.
Cool.
It was great to see you, Harriet.
Thank you for having me.
And this is Hatchie on Static. Look after yourself.
Thanks, you too.